confusion now hath made his masterpiece.
William Shakespeare, Macbeth, 2, 3. Prologue. When Jack's wife left him for a lifeguard, tall, reverently tanned, and blonde, Jack had understood. Hell, he too would have upped and left if swimming trunks had just bothered to ask him. Their 2-year marriage had come to an end just in time, before the charade had caved in from natural causes, before the painful, ruinous impact from their very own imitation of life had the opportunity to dish out a worse fate than simple infidelity and marital abandonment. The unbearable deadness inside of Jack lifted as soon as he began to read Lucy's note. "Dear Jack," it said, "what the fuck were we thinking?" On the rare occasions he felt safe enough to divulge his journey into Pussyland, Jack would brag that he had been the recipient of his first Dear John letter before that venerable marker of majority. Sadly, his age of consent had not been superseded by any age of reason. In Jack's case, it had taken sensible adultery on his wife's part to bring about a hearty dose of reality. Jack had been gay his whole life. The marriage, intercourse and all, had mainly been the hope of Lucy's dreams. The bastion of her feminine determination had known no bounds. A take-no-prisoner mentality on high school prom night had left her hymen on some phantom totem pole, a notch etched in memory as much from the absence of passion as the ugly excesses of alcohol. She had done no more than was expected of any virgin from a typical Midwest Baptist home. Staked her territory and insisted Jack keep his side of the bargain. The pregnancy lasted exactly 7 days beyond their 4-day weekend honeymoon, a jaunty bargain basement trip to the state capital. Lucy's grief over her miscarriage became a permanent outcrop, frosting that first year of wedded confusion. Her emotional pain rendered her incapable of discerning between a husband's sensitivity at inflicting his conjugal needs and Jack's actual relief that radiated from deep within his closeted gay psyche. Their novice lovemaking, perfunctory from the outset, had been crippled beyond recovery moving forward. This was a marriage longing for a breakup. Jack was now in his late 30s. Though an objective bystander might have taken him for a much younger, Jack knew life was creeping by him on the sly. Maybe that was why this was all happening to him. Maybe this was a last chance for happiness?